मते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमस्ते
Thank you. Hare
राम राम रे हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे
विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य स्तोत्रिषद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांगा शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं। वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादां सहगन ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। वेरी वेरी हैप्पी टू बी अमंगस्ट ऑल ऑफ यू ऑन दिस ऑस्पिशियस ओकेशन ऑफ एकादशी। And I have been given the opportunity to speak on Srila Prabhupada. The auspicious day, the auspicious topic, and the auspicious year of Srila Prabhupada's 125th birth anniversary. I'm sure all of you are preparing for the celebration. Yes, we should celebrate. We should understand the celebration comes when you understand the importance of certain things. If you understand the importance of Janmashtami, we celebrate Janmashtami. If we understand the importance of appearance of Srila Prabhupada, we will celebrate with lot of enthusiasm. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Chame Divyam एवं यो वेत्ति तत्वतः त्यक्त्वा देहं पुनर्जन्म नैति मामेति स्वर्चुना। इट इज एक्सप्लेन्ड दैट इफ यू अंडरस्टैंड द ट्रांसेंडेंटल नेचर ऑफ द बर्थ जन्म कर्म एक्टिविटीज ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा यू विल डेफिनेटली गो बैक होम बैक टू गॉडहेड। बट दैट गोज for his pure devotees also. When we say janma karma cha me divyam, as the activities of Krishna are transcendental, so the activities of his pure devotees. In fact, Krishna manifests his activities through pure devotees. So there is no difference. And if we understand this, then we are definitely understanding the purport, the real purport of all the Vedic literature. That is why it is said that if you worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead and in the similar manner you worship his pure devotees, then your path back home, back to Godhead is definitely clear. So Srila Prabhupada is one of such pure devotees who walked amongst us, and he gave us what no one in the world could have given us. So 125th birth anniversary of Srila Prabhupada is an occasion for us to offer our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada. Obviously, every day is an occasion for us to offer our gratitude. Every hour, every second, every moment is an occasion for us to offer our gratitude. But when it comes in the form of 125th birth anniversary of Srila Prabhupada, obviously it becomes really important for us to offer our gratitude. That's the best way to glorify Srila Prabhupada. We are making plans all over the world. The plans are being made by each temple, by each region, by each nation. How to glorify Prabhupada? So many things are going on. The kirtan is going on. The book distribution is going on. The webinars are going on. We have already offered a world record, Guinness Book of World Record, to Srila Prabhupada. So it's all going on everywhere, and preparations are on. The Indian government is releasing a coin, special coin, memory of Srila Prabhupada. So all this is going on. What we can do on our individual level, that how we can offer our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada. Many times we think, those of us who have not seen Srila Prabhupada, who have not associated with Srila Prabhupada, so it comes to our mind that I am not seen, not so fortunate. Look at them, look at the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. They have seen, they are very fortunate. Definitely they are fortunate. No doubt about it. They are fortunate. They not only saw Srila Prabhupada, they not only associated with Srila Prabhupada, they could see what is the power of Srila Prabhupada. A very small example of this. This happened in a Delhi temple that we had in Lajpat Nagar, this temple. Prabhupada was there. And one devotee was just sweeping. He was cleaning the floor. And he saw that one elderly man walked in. And he looked at him, looked like from South India, someone from Kerala. So this devotee went to him, spoke to him. And this devotee said, "So, you are here, what is the purpose?" And he said, "I want to take initiation. I want to take initiation from Srila Prabhupada." So he said, "Oh, very nice. Why don't you go to the temple president? He will definitely recommend." And the old man said, "I went to him. And he said, you have to be in the temple. You have to serve for 6 months. I'm very old. So I don't think so I can do it. But I want to take initiation." So this devotee said, "Well, that's the system that you have to follow." But then he said, "Why don't you speak to Srila Prabhupada directly?" And he said, "Is it possible? Can I meet Srila Prabhupada?" He said, "Yes. Prabhupada gives darshan every day. Come after 5 o'clock in the evening. Prabhupada gives darshan." "Oh, is it? Okay, I'll come." So then he was leaving and this devotee said, "You are from South India. You're a cultured man. You look like a cultured man, so you know when you come to meet a sadhu, you should bring something." He said, "Yes, yes, yes." So in the evening, this devotee saw, it was just 4 o'clock. Prabhupada used to start giving darshan only after 5 o'clock. But this was 4 o'clock, he came with a big plate of gifts. And then he was really, really feeling that, yes. And then he was scared. And he told this devotee, "You should come with me. I'm very scared. How can I go in front of Srila Prabhupada alone?" He said, "Don't worry. Just go and talk to him. Everything will be fine." "But it's only 4 o'clock. You came too early. Prabhupada starts only after 5. And they were just discussing. Suddenly Hari Shauri Prabhu, who was serving Srila Prabhupada at that time, he just came out. And he shouted from there, from top, "Is there anyone who wants to meet Srila Prabhupada?" And this devotee was shocked because Prabhupada never used to give darshan before 5. Generally, and after 5 we will start. But now in this time, he said, "Anyone there?" And this was alone. He was the only person, because that time was just 4 o'clock, 4:15. So then he said, go, Srila Prabhupada is calling. And this, he was very scared, and he went in front of Prabhupada. So he went and he just sat down, kept the plate. And on top of that plate, he kept his bead bag, his beads. So Prabhupada looked at it and he said, so? Yes. And with a faltering voice, this person told Srila Prabhupada, I want to chant Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada looked at him. So he said, Prabhupada said, so, who's stopping you? And then again he said, he couldn't even speak. He was so happy, he was so fearful, all the mixed feelings. He was sitting in front of Prabhupada. He couldn't say anything. He again said, I just want to chant Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada took his bead. And Prabhupada asked, is it your bead? He said, yes. So do you know how to chant? And he said, yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Prabhupada took that bead and he held it like this in his hands as in a chanting position. And Prabhupada chanted on the first bead. And he said, it has to be chanted like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then Prabhupada chanted on the second bead, then on the third bead, then on the fourth bead, fifth, sixth. Prabhupada chanted on the entire mala. Entire beads, one round. And then Prabhupada handed over the bead to him, as generally he used to do during initiation. So Prabhupada handed over to him, please chant, continue to chant. And this person was so happy. Without even saying anything, he actually received initiation. So he went back, and after some time, this devotee who was meeting him, he was out, and he came back after some time. So he thought, let me go and see. And he saw this devotee was sincerely chanting, continuously chanting Hare Krishna. And then after some time, again he went out, and again second time when he came to see, that old man whom Prabhupada had given the beads had left his body. And at that time he asked the people who were around him, how did he leave his body? And they said, before leaving his body for 2 weeks, he was continuously only chanting, not doing anything else. He was only chanting Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Do we have any doubt that he went back home, back to Godhead? So those who were there at that time, who have seen Prabhupada, associated with Prabhupada, they have seen Prabhupada's powers. But what happens to those who have not seen? Then we all say, oh, I'm very unfortunate. No. We still can glorify Prabhupada. We still can associate with Prabhupada. So we shouldn't think that I haven't met Srila Prabhupada. We still have chance. And we can carry Srila Prabhupada in our heart by being very grateful to him. Gratefulness is really important. When we think about having the tree of love, or when we talk about bhakti lata, that is a creeper of love, what do we discuss? What do we understand? The creeper grows and grows, that there is a seed and then you water and then it grows. So what is that seed? The seed is of Krishna prema. And then how do you protect it? By your goodness and by good association. So you protect it. So there is a seed of prema or love. And then you protect it by your good behavior, by your your goodness and by good association. You protect it, glorifying Lord Krishna. We do water it. But what is it that makes our soil very fertile? You see, when we sow a seed, we sow in the soil, and then you water and then you protect, but then you also need some manure, you need something to make it very fertile. So what is that in bhakti? That is gratitude. Gratitude makes it fertile so that the seed of love can fructify and turn into a creeper and reach to Krishna's lotus feet. So that is why we need to show our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada. Very important quality. So that the love can develop. And it is obvious we cannot be grateful to Krishna or to Srila Prabhupada for all the situations. Right? Of course, maybe we are not on that level. Tatte nukampam susamikshamano bhunjane vatmakritam vipakam ridvag vapurbhi vidadhan namaste jivet yo mukti pade sadai bhak. We are not in that situation where we can offer our gratitude in every situation. Be grateful for all the situation. But at least we can be grateful in the situation. We may not be grateful for all the situations, but can be grateful in all the situations. So whatever situation we are, okay, we cannot say, okay, Krishna, you sent me this, very nice. But now we are there, at least be grateful that we are getting the guidance of Srila Prabhupada through his books, through his lectures, through his disciples, through his movement. We are getting his association. So how can we offer our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada on this 125th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada? Let us try to understand that. The first way by which we can offer our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada is by understanding his movement, or rather by increasing the remembrance of his movement, ISKCON. To understand that how I can be part of this moment. The first way to offer our gratitude is keep thinking, how can I be a part? How can I take this moment forward? That's what Prabhupada wanted. So, first thing, how can I be a part of this moment? The second way of offering our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada is by reading his books, by following his instructions. It is very important for all of us. If you don't read his books regularly, then how you can develop that love, that appreciation for Srila Prabhupada? So we should read. Many a times we feel, now I have become senior. I have spent so many years in the movement. Now I don't need, I can go for other books. Most of the time it is seen, the biggest sense gratification for the preachers is to speak new things in the lecture so that people can say, wow, Prabhu, where did you get this? So we go for other books. No, Prabhupada has given everything. And as you go on reading, Anandam Budhi Vardhanam Pratipadam, every page you read, you get new realization. Every time you read, you get new realization and happiness and ecstasy. Read Srila Prabhupada's books daily. Follow his instruction. So the first way to offer our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada on this 125th birth anniversary is to keep thinking how I can be a part of this moment. Be a part of this moment. Be part of ISKCON. The second thing, read his books regularly, not just to prepare for the lecture, but regularly we should read his books. And the third thing to offer our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada is to associate with his disciples, with his true followers. We need to associate. How this association can be? The association can be by serving. Association can be by following their instructions. Association can be by hearing from them. In any way, take the association. Please understand, this world is a temporary world. Dukhalayam ashashvatam. Anything can happen anytime. We are seeing so many of his true followers right now, his disciples, they may not be there after some time. Understand the importance of those who have associated with Srila Prabhupada, who have seen Prabhupada, who have taken instructions from Srila Prabhupada. So these people are an asset. Take their association, serve them, hear from them, follow their instructions. That's the way of showing our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada. So we understand, first of all, that how I can be part of this moment. Second is to read his books and follow his instructions. Third is to associate with his true followers, with his disciples. And associate means to learn from them, to serve them, and to hear from them. The fourth way, which I can understand, is to show our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada, is be ready to be enjoyed by Srila Prabhupada, by the parampara. What is the meaning? What is the meaning of being enjoyed? Most of the time, when we are in the devotional service, we are faced with certain situation where we are not being allowed to grow, so called. So we are being used as a doormat. Sometimes we feel, if I be very humble, I'll be used as a doormat. So don't be a humble person. Now these all ideas are not very good. We are here in devotional service to be used as an instrument of acharyas, of Srila Prabhupada, in the service of Lord Krishna. So become that instrument. Don't be scared. Just allow yourself to be enjoyed by them. Enjoyed means what? Enjoyed means properly utilized. Allow yourself to be fully utilized by Srila Prabhupada in the service of Sri Krishna. And very important thing, one of the Vyasa Pujas of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada was speaking. And while speaking, Prabhupada had tears in his eyes. And Prabhupada said, "My Guru Maharaj has given me a mission. I'm old now. I did whatever I could, but then I'm old now. And I may die anytime. But this moment has to be taken forward. So this is my request," Prabhupada says, "that I request all of you, please take it forward. Take his moment forward. This is his moment. ISKCON is his moment. We are all part of it. We are so fortunate that Prabhupada is allowing us to be a part of this moment. Please take it forward. Because Prabhupada, there are people, even earlier times, they went to America, they went to other places, and they gave some lecture. People clapped for them from the very first word, they clapped. Then they came back and they were glorified in India. But nothing like that for Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada went there. He didn't even have a place. To stay. It's not that everything was arranged and people were ready. He started the movement. Others, they just went, came back, took the glories, and Prabhupada went there in the West. He started the movement, he stayed there and changed the hearts of people. That is the glory of Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada was not after some praises, but he wanted to change the lives of people. And that is what he did. And how many lives he changed? Did he change a few thousand lives? Because we understand that when Prabhupada was there, he had, say, around 10,000-15,000 people following him, or 20,000, or whatever you can say, so many disciples. Or some of them more followers. So we can say, okay, Prabhupada. Prabhupada has changed few thousand people's lives, have reached. To the people. From the time we started the BBT and till now. How many books have been distributed? And each of that person book to him. And in various other ways, we are celebrating festivals, we are doing so many activities, we have temples, so many people come, we may not know, but actually we do not know how many people. This movement is very big, huge. Millions are connected to this movement. That is what Prabhupada has done. Of course, that's also not what Prabhupada's real glory. Actually, It's really unfortunate that we have not been able to give the due respect to Srila Prabhupada, what he deserves. People do not know his glory. It is our duty now to spread the glories. So on this 125th year, the best way to offer our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada is to see to it that we spread this movement. We spread always. Actually, we feel he has done something. No. In the time to come, in future, people will realize what Prabhupada has done. And our duty is at least to understand what it means to be a follower of Srila Prabhupada. We haven't understood that. Because Prabhupada has made it so easy for us. So easy to achieve Krishna. Something which is very difficult. Prabhupada made it so easy for us. I am remembering the story which we used to hear during our childhood. Pied Piper of Hamelin. So this Pied Piper came, he started playing his instrument or started playing the flute, and he took all the children, of course, when he was not paid. So he took all the children behind him. So everyone, and it is said, like I remember when we were reading that they were dancing and all, and they. And he's, although of course Pied Piper took them, it was in a wrong way. But Prabhupada is not taking us. So he's giving us the sound of Krishna's flute, and we are dancing and chanting and feeling happy, and happily we are following, and by following Srila Prabhupada, we are going towards Krishna, unknowingly. Just imagine, this is the path Srila Prabhupada has given. I don't even know. What are we doing daily? We just going in front of the deities, dancing. We are sitting and meditating. We are eating prasadam. We are enjoying in the kirtan, dancing in the kirtan. And just by dancing, just by enjoying, just by associating with each other, we are going back home, back to Godhead. That is Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada's life was for all of us. And our life should be for Him. So offer your life, offer your gratitude to Srila Prabhupada by glorifying Him. See to it that everyone you know, everyone you come in contact, you should speak about Srila Prabhupada. They should know the glories of Srila Prabhupada. Whatever you can, don't sit. As I said, His life was for us and our life should be for Him. That is the best way of offering gratitude to Srila Prabhupada. And to understand the real meaning of being a follower of Srila Prabhupada. Like one time when Srila Prabhupada was asked, how will your follower be recognized? Prabhupada didn't say that they will have tears in their eyes. They will tear off their clothes and on the road they will be shouting, Ha Krishna, Ha Radha. No. Prabhupada said they will be first class gentlemen. So our behavior, our acts, our dealing with others will bring appreciation to Srila Prabhupada. So this 125th, we are actually very fortunate. Fortunate are the souls who can offer gratitude. Otherwise it is very, very difficult. If you want to really see mercy of Krishna, that can be seen only in a grateful heart. So that gratefulness, that gratitude, which we all should have, we have, express it. Try whatever you can do in this next 1 year or next whatever time, but yes, I want to glorify. How will I do it? Okay, maybe I'll go to someone. Nowadays it's technology. I'll go to someone. Please, okay, speak about Prabhupada. Just say Chai Prabhupada. Click a video. So many things can be done. Of course, devotees are doing it worldwide. My humble request to all of you is that now we have the great opportunity. We have really, really fortunate people on this planet Earth, that we have got the opportunity to glorify Srila Prabhupada, or rather we are the flag bearers of Srila Prabhupada's movement. Let us not forget that. Let us understand the importance of this, and by understanding the importance, let us very enthusiastically, with a grateful heart, go all out and glorify Srila Prabhupada. That will be the real success of our life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.